This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Gross domestic product got all the economic headlines today here as well, actually, as it usually does. But this being a Thursday, we also got an update on the labor market, the still tight labor market, I should properly say. First-time claims for unemployment benefits came out this morning, up just a touch, but still historically low. And that, the overall strength of the American labor market, has led to what economists have come to call labor hoarding, where companies keep workers on staff just in case. But just in case of what? Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall explains.
In the latest Beige Book, the Dallas Federal Reserve mentioned scattered reports of labor hoarding. Dan Kaplan at organizational consulting firm Korn Ferry prefers a different term.
I would say it's strategic retention.
Strategic, because companies facing short-term slumps in revenues see that immediately cutting staff may do more harm than good.
You have the natural cost of the layoff, the severance payments, anything, you know, benefit, and then you have the cost of having to pay agency fills to refill position.
Not to mention the lost revenue when business suddenly picks up and you need to hire someone like now. Economist Selchik Aaron is with the Conference Board.
It wasn't that easy for many companies to hire back workers after the massive layoffs during the pandemic, right? A lot of industries are still feeling the heat.
Especially sectors like food and beverage and hospitality, says Luke Pardue with payroll firm Gusto.
They're actually still the least likely to let go of their workers. In those services, we've seen termination rates fall the most over the past year.
Businesses are also holding on to consulting and tech talent, says economist Julia Pollack with ZipRecruiter.
And so the big consulting firms and the big banks are in many cases hanging on to their Ivy League graduate new hires who don't have that much work on their plates.
Because for firms who are looking to hire now, it's tough. Mike Steinitz is with talent firm Robert Half.
A typical story is said employer, you know, posts a job. They get a ton of applicants, but the applicants are not qualified.
And the ones that are qualified are, as they say, entertaining other options. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.